Rhymer Educator, aka Joe Ruiz, is a hip hop artist whose day job is teaching at LaPorte High School. Rhymer Educator did not win NPR's Tiny Desk contest, but Ruiz and his group did get a slot opening for Vanilla Ice at the LaPorte County Fair on Sunday night.
I just met him backstage. It's just a funny thing, like, to go from the little boy who was fooling around with his aunt's CD collection when she was in, like, the Columbia House CD monthly program. Vanilla Ice's CD was there. She always had all the good music, all the new music. And now here I am, years later, playing on a stage with him, same night. That's pretty neat.
And Ruiz and his band were first on the stage.
LaPorte County Fairgrounds! Are you ready?
With this opportunity, Ruiz also ran a competition inspired by NPR's Tiny Desk contest.
Me and the promoter, Sean, were talking about how can we elevate this even one step further. And he's like, well, you're a teacher. The Rhymer Educator thing would work really well if, you know, you had some sort of contest for a young songwriter.
They put out the call for submissions from young singer-songwriters, high school and early college age, and they picked Mackenzie Jacobs as the winner.
When all was said and done, the winner of that contest, thanks to American Licorice and Rhymer Educator, is a girl named Mackenzie Jacobs, and we're gonna bring her up here to perform her song right now, the winning submission.
Jacobs is a graduate of LaPorte High School and a sophomore at Ball State University, and she actually didn't send in her submission.
I was gonna like look at my other songs and then see if anything was like good enough to like enter, but then I forgot that I had the YouTube video, and when I told my mom about it, apparently she sent it in.
Her mom, Angela Jacobs, says sometimes she just has to encourage.
She's a procrastinator, so I know she wouldn't have entered. She'd have said, oh, I couldn't enter, so mom has to push sometimes to get her to do things that she doesn't want to do.
And when Ruiz called, Mackenzie was a bit surprised.
Like, he called me and he was making sure that I was still free for it. And I was like, yeah, but I didn't send anything. He's like, no, but you sent me a video. And I was like, yeah, I did, right.
But she was excited and glad for the opportunity.
The performance was good. I thought I was going to mess up. But it was cool hearing yourself in a monitor because I don't have that in my amp where I go.
For Ruiz and the band, Jacobs was a hands-down winner.
The guys in my band were like, no, you got to pick Mackenzie. And I was like, well, are we even going to discuss this? You know, American Licorice was like, these are all great. I'm going to sign off on any one of these. And my three bandmates at the time, we didn't have our guitar player yet. They were like, dude, Mackenzie's the one. Get her on stage. And I was like, Mackenzie it is.
Jacobs played her original song, Tell Me a Lie. For WVPE News, I'm Jennifer Weingart in LaPorte.
Thank you.